My father-in-law owned the property that we now own, and he was a custard apple grower. And he noticed that about 20 years ago, it developed on a single branch of an existing variety of custard apple, which was called a Pink's Mammoth variety. And it just continued each year to fruit out of season and just fall on the ground. And then we decided that we'd do some trials with that, and we grafted that variety onto rootstock, and the second and third generation trees maintained those same differences, which was fruiting out of season and of a different colour on the skin. So in March of last year, we secured the plant breeder rights for this variety, and we had botanists come out and they did some testing on it, and they were happy that it was a new variety. And so we officially named it Pink's Blush because of the blush of colour on the skin. And we're now ready to plant more trees and extend the orchard.
This is pretty exciting because your average custard apple is really not that impressive to look at, just that green sort of colour.
Yes, it's not a very attractive fruit, I must say, generally. And I guess for Australians, a lot of people don't know what to do with the fruit. In fact, a lot of people have never even eaten it, even though it's been around for quite a few years. It's just not a fruit that people are familiar with. It's more familiar with the Asian demographic and the older generation.
So what sort of opportunities could this open up for you?
The biggest one for us is that it's fruiting out of season, and that's really quite unique. Our variety ripens from September to December, and the other varieties, their picking season is between February and September, so we're totally out of season with that. And we've only done the trials on the Sunshine Coast. The northern New South Wales picking season is the later season, which is July, August, September. So we've yet to test our variety down in northern New South Wales, and that could mean that our season is extended further than September to December because it's a little bit cooler climate down there. We're not competing with any other variety in Australia. And from the research I've done, I don't think we're competing with varieties overseas either. So there is an opportunity to extend into the domestic market, but also tap into the export market.
How does it compare to other custard apples?
Well, I've had some taste testers, and they say that our variety is creamier to taste. The other varieties, well, one of the varieties you can just break open with your hands and just eat them, and they come out in little segments. Our variety requires you to use a spoon. So it's more creamy, but there's less seeds in it than the other varieties as well. And that's a big plus for consumers.
How many of these plants have you already got?
We don't have too many. We've only got about 40. But the problem for us and the industry-wide problem is everyone's having difficulty securing the rootstock to graft onto. This year, with my husband, we've decided to plant our own seeds and raise our own rootstock, and I've got a small amount done already, so hopefully we'll be able to graft those and extend. But we're looking at extending our orchard to about 2,000 trees at this stage.
Karen Martin, I understand you got awarded a place in the Young Food Innovators program last year.
Yes, that was very exciting. Working with a cohort of about 26 people from across different industries, it's about working out how we can best utilise our industry and make better connections with the value chain, looking at how we can go from the paddock to plate process. But in reverse, we're looking at the consumer insights. We find out what our consumers want and then use that information to develop better ways of doing things and producing our product.
So this is incredibly relevant for the Pink's Blush custard apple.
Absolutely, absolutely. My project's on branding and marketing of Pink's Blush. I'd like to extend that original consumer insights, which were the older demographic and the Asian population, to younger people as well. We're already selling the fruit to the Sydney and Melbourne markets, and we've done that for the last 3 or 4 years. And the feedback that we get from the buyers is that they just can't get enough of it. The agents keep bringing us up, can you send more, can you send more, but we don't have it to send. And I'd like to see if we can build on that branding and really get that message out to people that it's a great fruit to eat.